Nick, you have a microphone? Let's do some questions.
我们来先做一些问答，请大家举手。Hustle 在哪里？
老师您好。
你好。
我是来自中国，我们有一个儒家的经典叫《弟子规》，我们有一群人学，这当中呢，我们有一个理念和咱们的四步骤的第一个步骤我有点搞混。这个理念当中，在《弟子规》里面嘛，我们有一个顺口溜，就是"都是我的错"，意思是这样的，都是我的错。如果不是我的错，也是我看错；如果不是我看错，也是因为我的错才导致你的错。所以我们就养成了这样一种思维习惯，一旦有事情发生，我们就说这是我的错。可是我们这个金刚这边智慧教我们是说，它来自于我，所以我就在想，如果以后再有事情发生的时候，我是应该说这是我的错，还是这件事情来自于我？我应该做哪一个选择更适合、更接近于这个金刚智慧，或更接近于明白空性？好，谢谢。
So in China, I come from China. So in China, there's a tradition called Confucianism,、and then one of the important book is called The Discipline of the Disciples.Disciplines of the Disciples.
Okay.
And then in that book, one famous saying is, "Everything is my fault. if it's not my fault, it's I see it wrong. And if it is not I see it wrong, it is also my fault that caused you doing it wrong. Like kind of blame everything
on
yourself. Mm-hmm. And I confuse this idea with the Diamond Cutter Wisdom because, as you said, everything is created by me. So it seems like similar but different. So I don't know, like in the future when I meet anything, I don't know which worldview I should take, which is more closer for me to understand emptiness.
Okay, good. It's true that everything that happens to you is your fault.
的确是真的，就是一切发生在你身上的事情都是你的错。
Good things and bad things.
但是这还有好事跟坏事。
Then a lot of people, they don't have confidence.
很多人是没有自信的。
Already they feel sad, many hours of the day, they already feel sad.
就是在一天当中的许许多多个小时啊，他们已经感觉很悲伤了。
Then Geshe Michael say, everything is your fault.
然后格西麦克就说，一切都是你的错。
Then they feel extra sad.
他们就感受到了额外的悲伤。
That's possible.
这的确可能的。
Oh, every bad person I saw is my fault.
Oh, 见到的每一个坏人、糟糕的人都是我的错。
In the world, many people killing other people.
在这个世界上，很多人呢都是会杀别人。
This is also my fault.
这些杀人的人也是我的错。
You know, then you feel it feels too heavy.
就感觉太沉重了。
And I think it's important.
我觉得啊，很重要的是。
In this system.
在这个体系当中。
In Buddha's system.
在佛陀的教授体系里
we're not supposed to spend so much time, you know, sad or everything's my fault.
我们是不应该花那么多时间去感觉感到悲伤，或者说一切都是我的错。
When my husband's angry with me, everything's my fault.
当我的先生对我生气的时候，那一切都是我的错。
You will get more sad.
你会变得更加悲伤的。
What you want to think.
你应该想要去想的是。
Is that now I have power.
现在我有力量。
You know, I can change my situation.
我可以改变我的遭遇。
I'll tell you something cool about this system.
我来告诉你关于这个体系很酷的一件事情。
In this system, you can change your husband without talking to him.
在这个体系当中，你能够在不需要跟你先生说的情况下就改变他。
So no more, you know, long talks at night.
不需要在深夜长谈了。
You are both tired.
你都很累了。
And you both start to say stupid things.
然后都开始说一些很蠢的话。
Everything gets worse.
一切变得更加糟糕了。
In this system,
在这个体系里呢
if it's my fault,
如果是我的错的话
and I planted some bad seeds,
是我种下过一些坏种子
then it, I can, if I change the seeds,
如果我改变这些种子呢
I can change my husband,
我就能够改变我的先生
How?
怎么会
See, what is the thing about your husband or your wife that bothers you the most?
那些你先生或者太太最让你不开心的事情是什么？的品质是什么
？Like, oh, my husband never gives me hug.
譬如说，我的先生从来都不会抱我，不会拥抱我。
When I first met him, he wants to hug all the time.
当我刚刚开始遇见他的时候，一整天都想要抱我。
After we got married, he doesn't want to hug.
我们结婚之后呢，他就再也不想抱我了。
Then the seed.
那种子啊。
The no hug seed,
就是没有拥抱的种子
coming from me,
来自于我
Then I'm not friendly enough to the people I meet.
是因为我对那些我遇见的人还不够友好
Like around here,
就像在这里
We are walking around the hotel.
我们在酒店到处逛
If you see somebody else from our group,
如果你看见一些我们学员群里面的朋友
Or you see some tourists.
或者你见到一些游客。
It doesn't hurt to say hi.
你去打个招呼是没有任何的伤害的。
Hi.
你好。
Then that plants a small seed.
这就会种下一颗小种子。
Of affection.
就是这种热情的种子。
And in this way, you can change your husband.
通过这种方式，你能够去改变你的先生。
Without arguing.
而且不用吵架。
So when we say everything's your fault.
所以当我们说一切都是你的错。
It's supposed to make you feel empowered.
是应该让你感觉到被赋予了力量的。
Oh, if everything coming from me,
如果一切都来自于我的话
then I can change anything.
那我就可以改变一切了。
Some people, there are countries here where, you know, many government people corrupt.
就是有一些人呢，他们的国家非常的，就政府很腐败。
It's difficult to do business.
在那边做生意是很难的。
Then you feel like you want to do something.
你感觉到你应该要做点什么。
But you feel like I don't have power.
但是你却感觉没有力量。
I'm not government person.
我又不是在政府里面做事。
I can't fix those big people.
那些大人物我怎么能够搞得定？
But you can.
但是你是可以的。
Because they are coming from you.
因为他们都是来自于你的。
So even those people you can fix.
所以即使是那样的人，你都可以去处理好。
Be more honest yourself.
你自己要更加的诚实。
You know, when I see corruption.
当我看见腐败的时候。
Then I get on the airplane to travel. You know?
然后呢，我去坐飞机去旅行。
And the stewardess will make announcement.
然后这些空乘呢就会通知。
Okay, everybody, turn off your phone.
好，请每个人关掉手机。
Then before I used to say, "Ah, forget."
之前我就不用太管他的。
You know, now I always turn it off right away.
现在我总是真的是完全关掉它。
I will follow the rules because I want the big people in my country to follow the rules.
我会遵循这些规矩，因为呢，我想要我们国家的大人物也要守规矩。
And they are coming from me.
他们是来自于我的。
If I don't listen to the stewardess, my students won't listen to me.
如果我不听空乘的话， 的话，那我的弟子也不会听我的话。
Fasten your seatbelt, you know.
所以他说要绑好安全带，我就好。
You know, because I want my students to listen to me.
因为我想我的弟子也听我的话。
So everything's your fault.
所以一切都是你的错。
But when you hear that,
但是当你听到这一点的时候，
you should feel some kind of power.
你应该感受到一种力量。
Now I can change everything.
因为现在我可以改变一切。
I can change my husband.
我可以改变我的先生。
I can change corruption.
可以改变腐败。
I can make peace in the world.
能够创造世界的和平。
And then in China,
那在中国呢？
There are three great traditions, right?
有三大传统嘛。
Taoism,
道
Confucianism,
儒
and Buddhism,
还有佛。
So, I was studying them.
我在之前有在学习。
And I think they fit together pretty good.
我觉得他们之间的相互配合的挺好的。
You know, and I think you should think you are very lucky.
我觉得大家应该认为自己很幸运。
For family things,
就家庭的事情。
Confucian system is very nice.
儒家的思想是非常好的。
You know, respecting the people in your family and the group.
尊重就是你家中的其他成员以及整个团体当中的其他成员。
And Dao ke Dao, 非常 Dao, Ming ke Ming, 非常 Ming. Okay. So I study a little Tao Te Ching.
我还学习了一点点道德经。
I like it.
我很喜欢的。
Okay, so I think, you know, you are lucky to have those three.
有这三大传统是非常好幸运的事情。
For what you need, if you have family problem, you can use Confucian thing. You know?
如果遇到家庭的问题的话，可以使用儒家的道理。
To understand the four elements or five elements.
要明白这个四元素或者是五元素。
Which is the first part of the death meditation when the mountain is falling, it means the earth element is collapsing.
也就是我们死亡冥想的第一部分，就是山在倒塌的时候，其实是我们土元素在消融。
So that Tao system is useful.
所以这道教的体系，道家的体系也是非常好的，很有用的。
And so don't forget.
所以不要忘记了。
Those are also coming from you.
那些都是来自于你的。
Why you grew up with three different systems?
为什么会有这三种不？你会学着这三种不同的思想长大。
It's coming from you.
是来自于你的。
Then I think you can think, oh, I'm special.
我觉得你们应该去想说，我是很特别的人。
I planted seeds for three beautiful ways to behave.
我种下了种子，能够知道三种非常美好的行为方式。
And in China,
那在中国
mainland China,
在中国大陆
came socialism,
有社会主义
the principle of socialism,
社会主义的原则
was everyone should, we should take care of everybody,
就是应该说我们要照顾好每一个人
old people we have to take care of,
要照顾好老人家
poor people equal,
穷人也是的大家平等
we have to take care of them,
我们要照顾好他们
You know, and we must work together.
我们一定要共同的合作。
American people like independence.
美国人喜欢独立。
Even if it hurts the group, American will do it.
即使就是会伤害到群这个团体，美国人还是会这么做。
In China,
在中国
there's more feeling, and also in the socialism.
就是在有更多的这样的团体的感受，也是在社会主义也是有的。
That we should.The group is important.
就是说，这个团体集体是很重要的。
Those of us from other countries.
这些都在我们国家里。
Like last night.
就像在昨天晚上啊。
At the fire offering.
在火供的时候。
Everybody's so polite.
每个人都这么有礼貌。
And everybody cooperates so nice.
每个人都这么好的相互合作。
And it's so much easier.
简单很多。
Then.If I do that in America, everybody's running everywhere.
如果我在美国做这件事情的话，美国人到处乱跑。
So there are many good things.
所以有很多好的事情。
About the socialism in China.
关于就中国的社会主义。
Of course, if there are human beings, we have some problems.
那当然了，有人的地方就会有麻烦。
Every system.
每个体系都一样的。
But the theory.
但是这个理论呢？
of socialism.
社会主义的理论。
That we should take care of everybody.
就是说我们应该要照顾好每一个人。
I believe that's the seed why China country is very economic successful right now.
我相信啊，那就是因为这一颗种子，我们中国现在的经济会这么成功。
Because of this intention.
因为这个动机。
To take care of everybody.
照顾每一个人。
I believe that's why the economy went up.
我相信这就是我们经济复苏的原因。
So you actually you have four systems in China.
所以其实在中国你们有四个体系。
You know, and I think you're lucky.
我觉得你们真的很幸运。
There are problems in every system.
每一个体系都有问题。
Also problems in Buddhism.
在佛教也有问题。
Buddhist people fight with each other sometimes.
佛教徒有时候也相互的有争执。
But generally.
但是一般而言，总体而言。
Those four systems.
这四个体系。
You created them.
都是你创造出来的。
You planted the seeds for them.
你是种下了这样的种子的。
Then sometimes when you do 咖啡冥想，
有时候当我们做咖啡冥想的时候，
you can be grateful.
你可以去感恩。
That you have so much wisdom surplus in China.
Surplus.
Too much wisdom.
就是你感觉在中国就是智慧都要爆棚了，太多的智慧了。
Okay. Thank you.
谢谢。
Hassel will take $100.
Hassel 会收$100一个问题，开玩笑的。
好，格西老师您好，我想提个问题，就是说，佛陀他是全知的，知道我们的前世、今生和来世。那么这样的话，是不是我们的今生就是命中注定的？因为我们现在即使在试着改变，在学四步骤改变我们的人生，但是这种改变也来自于我们的种子。所以说，这前后有一个因果关系。所以，我感觉是不是某种程度上，我们的这辈子是不是命中注定的？想到这一点的时候，就是说心里不免不了有一点消极的情绪。我们怎么来重新调整自己的认知，来使自己能够乐观一点？谢谢。
So Geshe, you said Buddha knows everything. They know our past, present, and future. In that way, does it mean that like this life is determined already? Mm-hmm. Since you are saying that everything is coming from C, then everything has some cause and effect. Previous C create the current C.And it affects the future. So it feels like it's all determined in some way. When I think of this, I feel a little bit negative or sad. So is there any way to help me feel more positive?
Yeah, good question.
很好的一个问题。
There's a joke in Europe.
在欧洲有个笑话。
This question we call free will question.
就是这个问题就称之为自由意志的问题。
Is my future just fixed by fate?
就是我的这个未来是不是命运已经决定了？
And I'd have no choice.
我别无选择呢？
Or do I have choice?
或者我还是有选择的。
If I have choice,
如果我有选择的话，
How can Buddha see my future?
那佛陀怎么能够看到我的未来呢？
What if I change my mind suddenly?
如果我突然间改变了想法呢？
I'm supposed to have egg for breakfast.
我本来早餐要吃鸡蛋的。
But just to trick the Buddha, I decide to have congee.
但是为了欺骗一下佛陀，我就决定要喝粥。
You know, I order egg. You know.
然后我就点了这个鸡蛋。
Egg.
鸡蛋。
Then suddenly I take the congee. In
突然间我就拿粥来吃。
Then Buddha's like.
佛陀就在想，哎呀。
I thought I knew the future, you know.
我第一次我以为你要吃鸡蛋。
But they looks like they have free will.
就看上去这个人是有自由意志的。
There's a joke in Germany or something.
可能在德国有一个笑话。
There some Buddhist people were arguing about this question, you know.
就是有一些佛教徒在争论这个问题。
Somebody said, No, we have free will.
有人就是说，不对，我们是有自由意志的。
Yes, they argue.
然后他们就在争论。
Finally, they said, We have no choice. We must accept free will.
然后最后他们说，我们别无选择，我们一定只能接受自由意志。
Okay.
明白吗？
Now Buddhist answer.
现在回答是。
Very delicate.
非常的微妙。
Do we have free will?
我们是否有自由意志？
Can we make choices?
我们能否做决定？
Or is everything already decided?
或者一切都是已经被决定好了的。
And then Buddhists are watching what's going to happen and it's too late to change.
然后佛陀就看着我们即将会发生的事情，想要改变已经为时过晚了。
The answer is,
回答是
in Buddhism,
在佛教，
we all have free will. We all have choice what we do.
我们都有自由意志，我们都有选择做什么事情。
And that choice,
而那个选择，
that free will,
那个自由意志，
comes from seeds,
来自于种子。
Okay,
好吗？
Do you have free will?
有自由意志吗？
Yes,
有。
Can you change your breakfast order?
能否去改变你早餐的想法？
Yes,
可以。
Why?
为什么？
Because you gave free will to other people in the past.
因为你在过去把自由的意志给予了别人。
I saw some husband and wife.
我看到一些先生跟太太啊。
They go to sometimes I go to a restaurant with my partner.
有时候我跟我的伴侣去吃饭。
Then I'm watching the other people in the restaurant.
我就看着别的客人。
And sometimes the waiter will give them two menus.
有时候那个服务员就会把两份菜单给到他们。
And the husband will go like this.
先生会这样。
We will order.
哦，我们就吃这个。
Then I think, oh, poor lady, you know.
我就想，我这位可怜的女士。
How many years the husband is choosing?
多少年了，就由先生来选择吃什么
？Okay, then if you feel like that,
如果你感觉是这样的
，you know, Geshe-la, I don't feel I have control of my life.
Geshe老师，我都不觉得我能够控制自己的生活。
I don't really feel like I can make choices in my life.
我真的没有感觉到我能够在生活中做决定，自己做决定。
Then you should plant some choice seeds.
那你应该要种下这些能做决定的种子。
How?
怎么种？
You know, when you go to the restaurant,
当你去餐厅的时候，
say, oh, Stanley, you want to choose the dinner?
Stanley, 要不你来选选吃什么晚餐？
Let other people make the choice.
让别人来做决定。
I have a bad habit when we play rock and roll.
我有一个坏习惯，就是当我们玩这个摇滚乐的时候。
2 weeks before, I would say, I found the song.
两周前我立刻说，哎，我找到那首歌了。
Then everybody's like,
每个人都
1960 hippie song.
90年代的这些嬉皮士的歌。
Now we have to play 1960.
现在又得来演奏这个九十年代的这些老歌。
So I have to be careful.
所以我自己也要小心。
Because I'm the Lama, right?
因为我是上师嘛。
If I say we're going to play hippie song, they all like, yeah, okay, okay.
如果我说我们都要来演奏嬉皮士，每个弟子说好呀，好呀，好呀。
So be careful.
所以要小心。
To give other people some
要给别人一些自由
choices.
选择，
you know, let other people make some choices,
让别人来做一些选择。
Then you will have more free will.
然后你就会有更多的自由意志了。
Now, how does Buddha see the future if everybody's changing their breakfast order every day?
那如果每个人每天吃早餐都可以变来变去吃不同东西的话，佛陀又怎么看得到未来呢？
Then there's a discussion in Abhidharma.
在阿毗达摩里面有一个讨论。
And they make a choice.
就有一个选择了。
You know, is the Buddha's mind like supercomputer?
佛陀的意识是不是像超级计算机一样？
And they see all the things, they get information from the present moment.
他从当下的时刻收集很多的信息。
They see everything.
看见到一切。
Then they see all possible combinations.
然后都看到所有的可能性的组合。
In the future.
未来的。
Then they're like,
他们就这样
16% chance that Stanley will eat egg today.
今天 Stanley 吃鸡蛋的机会是 16%.
Tomorrow chance 12.3%.
明天呢可能会下降2%。
Are they just like super computer?
他们像不像就是是不是像这些超级计算机呢？
Then Vasubandhu said no.
世亲大师说不是的。
They can see future directly.
他们可以直接的看见未来。
In mathematics, you know, you say
that, 在数学里面你就可以说。
They are not extrapolating the future. They are not guessing what the future statistic what will happen.
他们不是用统计用概率的方式来预估这个未来，他们不是。
They see directly.
他们直接看见。
Then how?
那怎么会？
Time doesn't have to pass at 1 hour per hour.
时间是不一定要一小时就过一小时的。
Okay, time also coming from your seed.
时间也是来自于你的种子的。
I can prove it.
我可以证明给你看。
When you go to the dentist.
当你去看牙医的时候。
And they're like.
他们就在那边。
Good translation.
很好的翻译。
And then you know you come out.
然后你出来之后。
Then you call someone, you call your wife.
然后你打电话给你太太。
She said, "How long were you in the dentist?"
就问说你在这个牙医看了多久啊
？About 2 hours.
那大概2个小时吧。
Then the dentist said, "No, no, you were only here half an hour."
牙医说没有啊，只过了半小时啊。
Okay, so time slowed down when the dentist is there.
所以当牙医在帮你弄牙齿的时候，时间已经减速了。
Then I told many people this story when I was a kid.
我也告诉过很多朋友这个故事，当我还是小孩的时候。
I grew up in Arizona.
我是在亚利桑那长大的。
We have more blue sky than any other place in the world, really.
我们比世界上别的任何地方有更多的蓝天。
That's why you have to come to Diamond Mountain.
这就是为什么大家一定要来钻石山。
Then, when I was a kid.
当我还是小孩的时候。
We have an outdoor movie.
我们有那种露天的电影院的。
And, you come, there's a big fence.
然后有一个很大的栅栏。
And the screen is big as this whole wall.
然后那个电影屏幕就比这张整张墙这么大。
And, you drive your car in.
你是开车直接进去的。
And then there's a little speaker like this.
然后旁边有一个小小的这个音箱。And,
You put it in your car.
你把它放到你车里面。
And you can watch the movie.
然后就可以这样看电影。
This is very popular for 16-year-old boys who wanted to go to the movie with a 16-year-old girl.
这种电影院呢，对那些16岁的男孩想要带着他16岁的女朋友去看电影的人群是非常受欢迎的。
Because you don't want to watch a movie.
因为其实你不想要看电影。
You want to do something else?
你们想要做一些别的事情。
Okay, just kissing. Okay.
就是亲吻而已啦，没。
Then, you know, we will go take our girlfriend to the movie.
然后我们就会带女朋友去看电影。
Then I remember one movie.
我记得有一部电影。
I went with my girlfriend to the movie.
我跟我的女朋友去看电影。
And we were just kissing. Okay.
我们只是在亲吻。
I'm lucky. I became monk when I was 29.
我非常幸运，就是我29岁才出家。
So I learned both things.
我鱼与熊掌皆得。
Then suddenly there's a banging on the window.
突然间呢，有人来敲我们的窗口。
Like pretty hard.
还挺大力的。
And there's some guy outside.
然后有些人在外面。
And he's hitting the window with a big flashlight.
有一个人就在外面用一个大的那个手电筒在敲着你的窗户。
I'm like, get up, you know.
我们就起来。
What do you want?
那你要什么？
He said, roll down the window.
把这个窗户摇下来。
He has a police uniform.
他这边有一个那个保安服或者警察服。
What's wrong? What's wrong?
我们就说怎么了？怎么了？
He said, I'm security guard.
他就说我是这边的保安。
I said, "What's wrong?"
那怎么了
？He said, "I have to close the gate after the movie."
我要去关这个电影院的大门了。
I said, "What time is the movie finish?"
我们就问这个电影什么时候放完的。
He said, "Movie finished 2 hours ago."
2小时之前就放完了。
Then I look up, you know.
我就看着。
Every car is gone.
旁边所有的车都不见了。
Only one car.
只剩下我们自己的车了。
I said, I'm so sorry.
我就说真的太抱歉了。
So time go fast.
所以时间就加速了。
When you're with your high school girlfriend.
当你跟高中女朋友在一起的时候。
And time slow down.
而它的时间会减速。
When you're at the dentist.
当你在牙医的时候。
So it means.
所以这就意味着。
That's the emptiness of time.
那就是时间的空性。
Time also coming from you.
时间也是来自于你的。
So, Buddha has special ability.
佛陀有这种特别的能力。
They can shrink time.
他们可以就是缩短时间。
For Buddha to see 1,000,000 years ahead.
要让佛陀啊，就是佛陀要看到100万年后的事情。
It's like when we see our cell phone.
就好像我们就是看着我们的手机一样。
In our hand.
就在我们手中的手机。
It's not difficult for them.
对他们来讲一点都不难。
Then what's the seed to see the future time?
看到未来时间的种子又是什么呢？
You can give time to other people.
你可以把时间给到别人。
Okay, I told my lama.
我就跟我上师说。
You know, I don't have enough time.
啊，没时间啊。
I'm so busy.
我好忙啊。
You know, what can I do? What's the seed to have?To change time.
就改变时间的这个种子是什么呢？
Then he said, if you want money, what do you have to do?
他就说，那如果你想要金钱的话，你要做什么呢？
I have to help other people get money.
我要去帮助别人赚钱。
If you want extra time,
如果你想要额外的时间，你要做什么？
Oh, I have to help other people get more time.
那我就要帮助别人得到更多的时间了。
So he said, you talk to your friends.
然后他就跟我说，你跟你的朋友说一下。
Who has kids?
就是那些有孩子的朋友。
Then offer to take care of their kids.
就是主动请求去帮他们带小孩。
Like for 1 hour, 2 hours.
就带一两个小时。
Then I said, Mama, excuse me.
我就是说上师啊，
不好意思。
你其实不明白。
Why I'm asking you, I need more time, is because I need more time.
我之所以问你我要更多的时间，是因为我就是需要更多的时间啊。
I don't have time to.Babysit my friend's kid.
我没有时间去帮我朋友的孩子做保姆啊。
He said, "You're so stupid. Usually you're stupid, but today you're more stupid."
他说，你一般都挺笨的，但是你今天更加笨了。
When you need money,
当你需要钱的时候
，you have to give some money.
你要把一些钱给出去。
When you need time,
当你需要时间的时候。
Same.
一样的。
You have to give some time.
你要去把时间给出去。
So anyway.Many, many times, I just do what Lama said. I think it's wrong, but I say, okay, I will do Lama.
所以呢，很多很多的时候，我就是按照上师让我做什么就做什么。我觉得他是错的，但是我会说，好吧，上师，我去做。
Then I went to my friend. She has 2 small boys.
然后呢，我去找到我的朋友，他有两个小孩子，小男孩。
They are my in America. We have godson. I am there.If the mother parent, if the mother and father die, I have to take them.
就是在美国，我们有这个教父的这个体系，所以他们是我的教子。如果他们的父母过世的话，我要照顾他们的。
Then I said I will take care of the 2 boys.
我就跟他说我会照顾好这两个男孩子。
For 2-3 hours.
两三个小时。
And you and your husband, you go to a movie or something.
你跟你的先生去看电影啊之类的。
I need to plant the seed for time to slow down a little bit.
我需要种下种子，让时间稍微减减速。
So I took the 2 kids.
然后我就带上这两个小孩。
Oh my God!
哦，我的天哪
！That's why I didn't have kids.
这就是为什么我没有生小孩啊。
Every minute.
每一分钟。
Then finally, I escape into the toilet.
我终于都临阵脱逃了，跑到那个厕所里面去。
Close the door.
把门给关上。
Uncle Mike busy.
麦克叔叔很忙。
They are banging on.
他们还在敲着这个门。
I cannot focus to do my job.
我在厕所都没办法专注做该做的事情了。
Can't even poop.
甚至便便都不行。
They are banging on the door.
但是敲着这个门。
We want to play.
我们想要跟你玩。
Then I did it many times.
我做了很多次。
Then what happened to me?
然后我发生了什么事情呢
？I met Scott and Orit.
我就遇到了 Scott 跟 Orit 老师。
Coming from me.
来自于我。
Okay, they're like, "Are you Geshe Michael?"
然后他们说：“你是格西麦克吗
？”Yeah.
是。
We want to work for you 24 hours a day for the rest of our life with no money. Is that okay?
我们想要余生当中每天24小时替你工作，而且不领薪水，可以吗？
And I'm like, okay.
我说，好吧。
Okay. So now I have more time.
所以我现在有更多的时间了。
And for me, time slowed down.
对我来讲，时间就减速了。
So you can control time.
所以你可以控制时间的。
And I guess Buddha babysat many, many kids.
我猜呀，佛陀肯定是替很多小孩做保姆了。
And can see in the far future.
可以看到你很远的未来。
Okay, directly.
Sorry.
Directly.
直接的看到。
So, the fact that they can see what's going to happen.
所以呢，他们能够看到未来会发生的事情这个事实啊。
That thing which they see is still going to happen, future.
就是他们看到的那个事情仍然会将要发生的，是个未来。
So when they see it.
所以当他们看见的时候
，It doesn't make it present.
它不是让未来就变成了当下
It's still future.
那还是未来
And it's the result of all the choices you make.
而是你所有的做出选择的导致的结果
Okay, so you still have free will.
所以你还是有自由意志
Otherwise, Buddhism is hopeless.
不然的话这个佛教就毫无希望可言了
Your decisions will make you a Buddha.
你的决定将会让你成佛
If you don't have power to make those decisions,
如果你没有力量去做出这些决定的话
you will stay the same.
你就会保持原样啊。
Okay.
好吗？
All right.
好的。
Let's do a little bit of the book.
我们再讲一点点书中的内容。
Like we have about 15 minutes.
我们还有15分钟。
I didn't give you pee-pee break.
I really?
I didn't give you pee pee break.
我没有给大家就是课间休息的时间。
I'm sorry.
不好意思。
But we only have 15 minutes.
但是只有15分钟剩了。
So if you have emergency, you can go to the emergency room.
所以如果有这个紧急需要的话，可以去到那个急救室。
Okay, don't be shy.
所以不要害羞。
Okay, we are studying now the fourth of the nine metaphors. You want to have a cappuccino break?
好。老师说要不要喝杯咖啡休息一下。我们现在讲到是九个比喻当中的第四个。
Okay, the fourth of the nine metaphors.
九个比喻当中的第四个。
Right, we're on number four.
对吧？我们讲到第四个，对吗
？Yeah, from Uttara Tantra.
是来自于这个宝性论的。
Written by who?
谁写的
？Written down by a sangha.
由无著大师所写。
Spoken, a sangha was a secretary.
但是他是个秘书。
Maitreya is the teacher.
弥勒尊者是菩萨。
Okay, the fourth example.
第四个比喻。
In Tibetan language, they call sangba. Sangba.
在藏文叫做 sangba.
In Hindu language, Sanskrit language.
梵文。
It's a brahma.
叫 brahma.
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 Okay, it's a deity.
是一个天神。
Okay. And this is like also king of the gods.
这就是那种，这里叫梵天，就是那种天神之地。
Then this is in a temporary paradise.
那就是我们在暂时的天堂，就是在天界里的。
Buddhist people think it's a bad thing to be born there.
佛教徒认为啊，就是受生到那些天界的地方是一件不好的事情。
Why?
为什么呢？
They don't practice dharma much.
因为他们并没有太多的佛法修行。
Because they are too happy.
因为他们太快乐了。
It's like to spend a weekend at the Phuket Hilton.
就好像在普吉岛的希尔顿酒店度过一个周末一样。
I met my friends this morning. They said, Geshe-la, we're going to stay in Phuket for a few more days.
我遇到我今天早上我就见到我的朋友，然后他就说呀。格吉老师，我们要在这边多留几天。
I said, "Oh, you're gonna stay at the Hilton?"
他们就说你们要留在，我就问他们你们要留在希尔顿吗
？You kidding? No.
他们说你开玩笑吗？肯定不是啊。
Too expensive.
太贵了。
Okay. The God realm like that.
然后天界就像是这样。
The karma is very expensive.
那些业力是很昂贵的。
And the people who are born there, they waste their time.
受生在天界的人会浪费掉他们的光阴。
What's the cause of being born there?
受生到那里的原因是什么呢？
You meditate a lot in this life.
在此生当中做了很多的冥想。
And just watch your breath.
譬如说只是去观察你的呼吸。
It's very famous.
非常著名的。
In Buddhism.
在佛教里面。
Do Buddhist people meditate on their breath?
佛教徒会不会观呼吸做冥想呢？
Yes.
会。
At the beginning of meditation.
在冥想的一开始。
For a few minutes,
几分钟的时间
so they can park their car.
这样子才能够把他的车给停好。
We will watch our breath.
当我们去观察呼吸的时候
for a few minutes,
就几分钟的时间
it's called Ujjungum, Ujjungum.
就叫做 Ujjulu.
Okay, it's just for a few minutes.
就观察几分钟就好了。
Then you switch to serious meditation object.
然后你就要转向一个很认真的冥想对象了。
Best one is your teacher.
最好的就是你的老师。
Okay.
好吗？
So, if someone teach you wrong way,
如果有人教错你了，
oh, just meditate on your breath.
哦，只是去观呼吸就好了。
Two, three, four hours.
三四个小时。
Just watch your breath.
就是观呼吸。
Then, that's the seed.
就是这样的一颗种子。
To be born in this temporary.
会受生到这样暂时的净土，就在天界里。
Then because you are at the Hilton for the weekend, you use up all your money.
就是因为你在周末是在希尔顿过的，你把自己的钱都花光了。
You use up all your karma.
你就是在上面把所有的种子都用光了。
And then they always go to hell directly.
他们必定会总是直接下地狱的，总是这样的。
So we think that meditation is a big mistake.
所以我们认为那种冥想是一个大错误。
Just to watch your breath for many days, many hours.
只是去观呼吸，观很多个小时，很多天。
Then Geshe-la, if it's a wrong meditation, why it's such a good karma? Because they go to stay in the Hilton for a long time.
格西老师啊，如果这是一个错误的不好的冥想，那为什么他们会积累这么多的善业去到那个希尔顿，去到天界呢？
The answer is very interesting.
这个回答就很有意思了。
Normal person all day long is making bad seeds every few minutes.
这些普通人呢，一整天总是时时刻刻都在种下坏种子。
Feels hot here.
这里感觉好热啊。
Oh, that's a penny from Hong Kong.
Oh, 这个 penny 从香港来的。
Oh, those two Singapore girls.
哎呦，这几个新加坡又坐在这里。
What kind of top is that to?
就是他们怎么坐这呢？
Also wearing the rosary on the wrong hand.
穿这个衣服也是，然后这个念珠又戴在了错的手上。
Then all of us are, we are all the same.
我们都一样的。
We are judging other people.
一直在批判他人。
Every few minutes.
每分钟，每几分钟。
We are like bad seed machine.
我们就像这种坏种子机器一样。
Then if you watch your breath for 1 hour.
如果你观呼吸观一个小时。
You are not making new bad seeds that you are usually making.
你就没有在创造那些新的你平常一直在创造的坏种子了。
So it's called Samtenki Dhamma. Samtenki Dhamma.
就这么叫三。
It means a self-control by accident.
就是意外的自我控制了。
Because you are focusing on your breath.
因为你在专注在自己的呼吸上。
And you don't have time to be jealous.
就没有时间去嫉妒啊。
That's why they go higher birth.
这就是为什么他们有更好的
受生。Okay, anyway, the boss of that place.
所以呢，那个地方的老板呢
？It's called Brahma.
就叫做梵天。
And in this verse.
在这一个寄送当中
they say, Buddha is similar to Brahma.
他讲到说佛陀譬如梵天王
Why?
为什么呢
After people get born in that temporary heaven, they are still very good meditators.
当人们受生在那个天界的时候他们仍然是很好的冥想者
While they are there,
当他们在上面的时候
they have some strange power to focus.
他们有一些很特别的专注能力很奇怪的专注能力
Okay, so they don't move out of meditation easily.
他们不会轻易的就离开冥想的。
And the battle map dole ne nam nawa chepa. Then without thinking,
他们也没有在想,
their body,
他们的身体,
will shine,
会发光。
So in the beginning of this world,
所以在这个世界的初始啊,
people didn't have electricity,
人们是没有电的,
they don't need it,
他们不需要。
Why?
为什么呢?
Light comes from their body.
因为他们的身体会发光。
Okay, they don't even have an iPhone.
他们连 iPhone 都没有。
Okay, if the room is dark, they just smile, you know.
如果房间很黑的话，他们就一微笑，一微笑就光起来了。
Light will come out.
这个光就会出来。
Okay, so Brahma is like that.
所以这个梵天就像是这样。
They should do tupayang chukune ma yushindu.So Buddha is very interesting.
所以佛陀就很有意思了。
Without leaving emptiness, direct emptiness meditation.
不需要在没有离开直见空性的这个冥想的前提下。
Jigdengi comes to Trupan Natsoki Jodun Zepayin. So they are sitting in meditation all the time.
他们一直都坐在冥想。
And they don't break their meditation on emptiness.
他们也不会终止对空性的冥想。
But at the same time,
但在同一时刻,
they are doing things on a billion worlds.
他们在数十亿个世界做着很多事情。
They are helping people on a billion worlds.
他们在数十亿的星球帮助不同的人。
Okay, so they are similar to Brahma.
他们就在这方面就像这个梵天。
Without moving,
在一动不动的前提下,
they are moving.
他们就在动
okay, without moving,
在不动的前提下
and without thinking,
在不做思维的前提下
they are automatically helping billions of people.
他们已经在自发自动地帮助数十亿人
okay, so that's number four.
所以这就是第四个比喻
Jidhar Chamba Chamba Yine La Po Meshindu Lai Neni Tamjidu Nama Beme Tumba Tar Teshin Tumba Chukule Kyopa Mepa Kamkudu Kyanden Namna Beme Par That's the verse from Maitreya.
这是弥勒尊者的寄颂。
Let's do one more.
我们再讲一个。
The next one is called the sun.
下一个叫做太阳。
Then many people here, you got the word sun in your refuge name.
那在这里，很多的朋友在你们的法名都得到了有太阳这个字。
Okay. It's Nima.
就叫 Nima.
Okay. Then I'm working, me and Brigitta, we are working on your names, okay?
我跟 Brigitta 还在给大家起名。
The people who didn't get a name.
就是还没有得到法名的朋友们。
Don't stress, okay?
所以不要有压力。
We will stay up late, we'll finish all.
我们会熬夜替你们起完的。
So don't worry about it.
所以不用担心就是了。
Tonight.
今晚。
During the day, I have an important job. I have to practice rock and roll.
就白天很重要的工作要做，要练习这个摇滚。
So here's the verse from Uttara Tantra.
那接下来是来自于《宝性论》的句子。
其他尼玛多咩巴，让我去找这把伊，白毛给把切把的，现在明把切把的，得先得先切把伊，你没当就会说的，对这给我白毛了，能把多把明把住。Then here's the commentary.
论事如下。
你没到没到 ，is there chikchar today? So when the sun is in the sky,
当太阳在天空中时
，and the sun sends out rays of light,
太阳把日光送出去。
The sun doesn't go like this.
太阳不是这样的。
Oh my gosh, it's dawn.
哦天哪，这是那个破晓了。
Everybody's waiting for sun.
每个人都在等着太阳了。
Then all the rays come out.
把所有的光送出去。
Not like that.
不是这样的。
Just automatic.
就自动的。
Sun doesn't have to think. Oh, it's time to send out rays.
太阳都不用想说，哦，是时候要发光了。
And those rays touch all the flowers.
那些光会触碰到所有的植物花朵。
In the world.
世界上的所有。
And the flowers open.
然后花就会绽放。
Okay. Then he gives example of a kumud. There's a so.Bedma
就是白马
is lotus
指的意思就是莲花
Om Mani Padme Hum
Om Mani Padme Hum
okay that means jewel is inside the lotus
这句六字大明咒的意思就是珍宝在莲花中
so Bedma is The pink lotus which grows in the day.
就是 Padma， 就是那种在日间打开的粉色莲花。
Then there's a very beautiful white lotus.
有一种非常美丽的白莲。
Called Kumuda.
叫做 Kumuda.
And we have a similar flower at Diamond Mountain. If you come, you can see.
我们在钻石上有一种很类似的花朵，如果你来的话能就能够看到。
It's called Datura.
叫做 Datura，
and these flower they only open at night.
这种花只是在夜间开放的。
When the moonlight touches them,
当月光触碰到它们的时候
，they open.
它们就会绽放。
Then in the morning,
然后在白天呢
？When the sunlight touches them,
太日光触碰到它们的时候
，they close.
它们就会合上。
So when the sunlight touches Padma,
所以当日光触碰到 Padma 的时候
the pink lotus will open.
莲花会打开。
When the sunlight touches the Kumuda,
就粉莲花会打开，但是日光照到这种 Kumuda 的时候
it will close.
它就会合上。
Okay. Then Buddha is like that.
佛陀就像是这样。
And Loto Mimba Chepa Shin, and then the other job of the sun,
那太阳的别的任务
is to help crops to grow.
就是去帮助庄稼成长。
Like rice or wheat.
就是说小麦啊之类的。
Daishin do in the same way.
还有稻谷，那同样的方式。
When Buddha or you speak Buddha Dharma to somebody.
就是当佛陀或者你们去教授佛法给别人讲佛法的时候。
Dulje lojuki pemo gyaparche.Then the wisdom in the student's mind opens like a pink lotus.
那弟子心中的智慧就好像这朵粉莲一样绽放。
Loktok nam sumbache, and their wrong ideas.
而他们的错误的理念、邪见呢
？Whoop. Okay, translate. Whoop. Whoop. They will close.
他们会合上。
Okay. When the good dharma.
当好的佛法。
Touches the student's mind.
触碰到弟子的心时。
And they have many wrong ideas.
他们有很多的错误的理解。
They will close.
他们就会合上了。
I'll give you three examples I gave you before.
我给大家讲三个之前举过的例子。
Meditate on emptiness.
冥想这个空心。
Everything is black.
一切都是漆黑的。
Nothing is there.
什么都没有。
That's first Kumuda.
这是第一种这种。和尚的莲花。
When you teach them real Kongxing, that will close.
当你去教他们真正的空心之后，这朵花就会合上。
Second one.
第二种。
Follow your thoughts.
跟随你的念头。
If you feel angry, just feel angry.
如果你感觉到愤怒的时候，就让它愤怒吧。
Watch the thought.
看着这个念头。
Into Kongxing.
进入到空心当中。
Don't try to stop anger.
不要去停止愤怒。
Just be angry.
就生气就好
，feels good，
感觉很好啊。
Every moment you hold anger, you make 1,000 bad seeds and you burn up 1,000 good seeds. Okay.
你愤怒的每一瞬间都会创造1,000个坏种子，然后又烧掉1,000颗好种子。
So psychiatrist's wrong idea. Oh, just open up, let the anger come out.
就是那些心理学的错误的想法。哦，就打开心就好，让那个愤怒出来吧。
Buddha said, "No, no, keep it in, keep it in."
他们说不对，不对，不对，还是要把它合起来。
Stop it.
不是，是要停止掉它们。
It will hurt you.
它会伤害到你的。
Third one.
第三个。
Everything illusion.
一切都是幻想。
Nothing's good. Nothing's bad.
无善无恶
，Don't be happy，
不要快乐
，Don't be sad，
不要悲伤。
No smile，
不要笑。
No grumpy，
也不要悲伤。
Just straight，
中正。
Hi， 格西麦克。
Hi， 格西麦克。
You want some pizza？
你要吃披萨吗？
Geshe Michael, your talk is too long today.
你今天演讲太长了。
Okay, that's a bad idea.
这都是错误的理念。
So those wrong ideas.
所以这些错误的理念呢
？When the sun of the teaching touches those wrong ideas, they close like a kumuda.
这些教授的日光触碰到错误这些理念的时候，它就会像这种白莲花一样合上。
And the crops of good seeds.
那这些好种子的庄稼。
in your heart
在你心中的
will grow
就会生长
if they get the sunlight of more dharma
如果他得到了更多的佛法日光的话
So I'd like to thank Jamie again for the knowledge
我再次要谢谢 Jamie 他的网站
5,000 teachings.
5,000个教授啊。
Many in Chinese.
很多都有中文的。
Just down, you can steal it, okay?
你可以把它们偷掉的。
When I was a hippie.
当我是个嬉皮士的时候。
When I was a younger hippie.
当我是一个更年轻的嬉皮士的时候。
There was a famous book.
有一本很著名的书。
It was written by a hippie.
是由嬉皮士所写的。
It's called Steal This Book. The name of the book is.Steal this book.
这本书的名字就是把这本书给偷了。
Okay, understand?
明白了吗
？On the knowledge base.
在智库网站上。
Just take it.
就把它拿下来。
Download it.
下载下来。
When you drive your car.
当你去开车的时候。
Don't waste your time.
不要浪费你的时间。
You know, if you have that excellent Beijing traffic.
如果你没有这种极佳的北京堵塞的话。
Okay, you're stuck for 1 hour.
堵了一个小时。
Mexico City even better.
墨西哥城就甚至更好了。
2, 3, 4 hours.
一堵就堵两三四个小时。
All the cars run out of petrol.
所有的车的汽油都用光了。
Everyone's stuck there for 2 days.
每个人都卡在那边卡了两天。
If you have Jamie's knowledge base.
但是如果你们有 Jamie 的这个智库网站的话。
You can use that time.
你们就可以使用好那段时间。
Okay, so download them.
把它们下载下来。
Stanley, I'm so happy today. I got stuck 2 hours in traffic.
Oh, Stanley, 我今天太开心了，堵车堵了两个小时啊。
All the cars next year, people will be angry at you.
就是所有那些后面的人都会对你很生气。
They're all like this.
他们都是这样子的。
You're like.
你却在这样。
Okay. All right. We'll start tonight with number 6.
好，我们今晚从第六个比喻开始讲。
Okay. Any announcements? Anything?
有没有任何的通知呢？
Here comes the two bosses.
好，两位老板来了。
Oh, mandala.
Oh, mandala.
Oh, mandala.
Who's the mandala today? Michael Dunn.
好 ，Michael Dunn 先生。
Our dad from Diamond Mountain.
我们钻石山的爸爸。
By the way, not only Michael and Melissa finished 3-year retreat.
顺便一提，不止 Michael and Melissa 完成了三年的闭关。
They are both pretty famous business people.
他们都是相当著名的一些生意人。
Michael spent many years in very big companies in Europe.
Michael 在就是
New York,
Europe and New York.
他在纽约跟欧洲的很多的大企业工作了很多年。
And he does all the computer work.
他是负责那些计算机的工作的。
Big systems.
很大的这些计算机体系。
Then Melissa,
还有 Melissa,
has a degree in how to fix ancient books.And art paper.
他有就专门的学位，是讲怎么样拯救这些古籍，还有古艺术的。
And she worked for years in the very big, famous museums.
他在非常著名的博物馆工作很多年。
So I think they're a good example for us.
所以啊，我觉得他们是我们的好榜样。
They are balancing.
他们在平衡。
Work life.
工作生活。
And Dharma life.
以及是佛法的生活。
They have this nice balance.
他们有这种很好的平衡。
They have special skills.
他们有特别的技巧。
They can get money.
他们能够赚到钱。
Without robbing bank.
也不需要去抢银行。
And but they also know how to spend 3 years in meditation.
他们也懂得如何三年做冥想闭关。
I think they're a good example.
我觉得他们是个好榜样。
Thank you, Lama. You are a good example to all of us.
您才是我们的好榜样啊。
萨西乌吉如西梅多扎。Ri ra lin shi nin de yen pa di Sangye shindu mitte uagi Roku nanda shinla chupa
Thank you, Michael.
谢谢 Michael.
Nick, do you have?